Ben, obviously, he'll be going to Canton in a year or two, and obviously one of our great players of all time. Rewrote the record book for the Steelers, and got us two more Super Bowl trophies. Top 10 player of all time at his position, so obviously a very deserving member of the Hall of Honor this year.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. By the way, as an aside before we get to Rooney's comments, speaking of 50, Donnie just said off the air, he thinks he's seen Happy Gilmore upwards of 50 times, the original.
And it might be higher.
I can honestly say, and I'm not anti-movie, I just like sports more. I've never seen a movie that many times. I like Goodfellas, I've seen it a lot. I like Dumb and Dumber, I've seen it several times. There's no way I've seen any movie that many times. More than 50. How about these Rocky movies
right now? These are high up there, too. These are very high up there, too.
We're watching R.I.P. Hulk Hogan against Rocky right now in Rocky 3.
I mean, hey, you got to watch him at least a handful of times to be able to recite 75% of the dialogue.
So if you want to get on the text line at 412-928-9370 or get on our YouTube page or tweet us, is there a movie you think you've seen more than 50 times in your life? 412-928-9370. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Looking like 60-degree weather in San Francisco. It's cold there in the summer, man. Right there on the bay. So a chilly one for the Bucks and Giants, and it is Mitch Keller on the mound. That has not changed. We still have two tickets to see Chris DiStefano, the comedian at the Byam Theater on August 23rd. Have you seen him? Do you know him? Was he in the Brady Roast, or did I just say that?
I don't remember him from the Brady Roast. I'm also laughing. So the discussion from last segment when you said who would drink warm milk before bed?
Yeah.
Somebody on the text line, Limits drinks warm milk before bed.
Yes. That is actually true. All right. So this is good because we don't have Ben Roethlisberger's biggest antagonist on the show. And Mueller would ruin the conversation because he would just be too negative. So I'm going to look at this as someone that loved Ben, but also wants to put him in proper context. He should go into the Hall of Fame on his first try, and the Steelers made the right move. You don't make people wait to go into the Hall of Honor unless they're AB and there's a bridge that needs to get mended. It's his first time he's technically eligible. What is it? 4 years with the Hall of Honor, I think, is what they've decided.
Mm-hmm.
It's four instead of five. That way, it's not redundant where they go into Canton and the Hall of Honor in the same year. So, Ben's finally eligible. He goes in with Pouncey at the same time. They ride off into the sunset together again. But Art said there with the media on Saturday, Donnie, that he thinks Ben is a top 10 quarterback of all time. Now, I'm going to be charitable in this way. Let's just, for the sake of, you know, two guys that are in their 30s and 20s talking about this and not guys that, you know, have hemorrhoids and urinate themselves, let's just leave like the Otto Grahams and Johnny Unitas's out of it.
Okay, so I was,
you know, let's just do that.
That was one of the first
let's
names
just say,
I was going
let's
to bring
just
up.
Take the old fart quarterbacks who we never really saw play out of it and just leave it to guys that we could have reasonably watched in our lives. I'm going to give you 10 names right now. You tell me if this is like, you know, musical chairs and there's only 10. If you're going to put somebody on, somebody's got to go. Brady.
Yes.
Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Dan Marino.
Yes.
Joe Montana.
Yes.
So that's an easy five, right?
Mm-hmm.
No doubt there. Would you even want to argue any of those five guys? I don't think you can.
No.
Even though Marino never won a Super Bowl. Who in this town actually would argue that Marino was worse than Ben? I don't think anybody would. And they wouldn't Super Bowl scoreboard watch.
I actually believe the claims. I don't know if he made them himself or somebody else did, that he could throw for 6K.
In today's NFL.
And 60
touchdowns.
I think he actually could.
I think, look at his numbers in 84.
Yeah. I mean, I think those are probably the five best in league history.
Okay, so there's a five that you don't even want to put up an argument with me on, right? Okay, here's the next five. John Elway, Terry Bradshaw, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees. What do you do with that? And I'm saying this, you can love Ben, but also think that the owner kind of exaggerated how good he was.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like a horribly hyperbolic statement where he would have said he was a top three or even top five. Like, here's the thing.
And I'm not even counting the Unitases and Otto Grahams and those guys. I'm just talking about dudes that have played in the last 50 years.
Yeah, I mean, the way it hashes out, Ben will be outside of the top 10, but it's narrow. It's like in top 12, top 14.
Who would you kick out first for him from that group?
Run through those again.
Elway, Bradshaw, Favre, Rodgers, Breeze.
Probably Breeze, oddly enough. But, I mean, I think Favre is a very easy, yes, he should be in there.
Even though he's got a lot of interceptions.
Yeah,
His peak was incredible and he played forever.
Yeah, what, 3 MVPs in a row? He won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Rodgers, 4 MVPs.
Won a Super Bowl, beat Ben in a Super Bowl. Bradshaw, Super Bowls. One regular season MVP.
Yeah, and Bradshaw, I feel, never gets enough credit for how good he was.
I tell you guys all the time, I think he's the most underrated player in Steelers history, which is funny to say about someone who's in the Hall of Fame and is a 4-time Super Bowl champ.
So, yeah, I mean, I would put Elway over him, but it's... Elway and Breeze are close, but if I had to pick, it would be one of those two.
Breeze was the most accurate passer in the NFL 6 times. He led the NFL in passing yards 7 times. He led the league in touchdowns 4. He's a Super Bowl MVP. He's a Super Bowl champ. I don't care if he played his games in a dome on Mars or, I know, at Fort Cherry High School. I don't care. The numbers are just so obscenely good. I don't think you can say Ben was better.
Yeah, for the record, he's just the one I would remove, but I wouldn't remove any of them. What about Steve Young?
That's what I mean. I didn't even get Steve Young. I didn't include. Aikman has 3 rings. I didn't put him here. Like,
I feel like Ben's actually better than Aikman, though.
I think he is, too. But I'm just going off of guys who I would put into a top 10, and I think I came up with 10 names that are better. And I don't think it's disrespectful towards Ben to put any of those guys ahead of him.
I think that's why when we've had these conversations about Rodgers and Ben over the last couple of years, too.
Yep.
And I know the one time that we all did power rankings, since I knew you guys would not put Ben on there, I did.
Wait, what was that for?
We did some sort of power ranking, like quarterbacks of whatever era. And I put Ben on there over Rodgers just because I knew it would fire up Malzahn. But the fact of the matter
is... Wait a minute. You didn't even believe that. You just did that to try to get under his skin?
Oh, I told you guys after that, too.
Oh, what a move. Did he in the moment believe... Did he even believe you in the moment? Or did he know when you were actually doing it, it was just an attempt to piss him off?
I don't think he knew in the moment. I feel like I had to tell you guys after.
So he was genuinely... peeved off that you were doing that and putting Ben ahead of Rodgers.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is Rodgers is ahead of him, and that's where I feel Rodgers is a top 10 guy. Ben is more like top 12, top 15. Like, I'd feel comfortable, I think, saying he's a top 15 QB of all time.
Yeah, I mean, how many other guys would we need to compare him to?
I mean, and that's even if you wanted to throw, like, Unitas in there.
Yep. Bart Starr, Staubach, we didn't bring up. He's in the Hall of Fame. One of the great quarterbacks of the 70s, even though he lost to the Steelers in the Super Bowl twice.
But like Ben, I feel as if Ben, overall, like his full body of work, I think it's better than Kurt Warner. I think it's better than...
Of course it is. Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly.
How about Dan Fouts, your dad's all-time favorite?
How about
Danny Fouts?
I do think it's better than Fouts, even though Fouts kind of revolutionized the game.
Of course, the Air Coryell.
Yeah.
Art Rooney, too, calls Big Ben a top 10 quarterback of all time. I just gave you the list of guys who I think should be ranked ahead of him. How many of them, or who do you disagree with? Brady, Manning, Breeze, Rodgers, Favre, Bradshaw, Marino, Montana, Elway, Patrick Mahomes. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Among guys that are still in, the best call will win the tickets to the comedy show at the Byam Theater next month. 412-928-9370. Is there anybody else playing right now besides Mahomes? Well, here's another guy that people, no one would bring this up here. How about Jackson? Two MVPs.
Oh, man. We ready to do that yet?
I'm not, but you know, like the knuckleheads on ESPN would probably already say that Jackson's better than Ben.
Well, Chris would.
Chris probably would, too. I should text him that and say, Mulsey, I know you're eating hot dogs and posting them to the Going Low account right now, but would you put Ben ahead of Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, I don't think I'm there quite yet, but...
What if he wins one Super Bowl? He's got two MVPs and he's got a Super Bowl title.
That
would change the narrative quite a bit.
I think he's already pretty close.
Burrow's got a shot, too.
He's got a shot, but I mean, he doesn't even have... Like, he's kind of falling into the trap of being almost as good as the, or even sometimes better, as the guy that wins MVP every year, but he hasn't been able to grab it yet. He went to that Super Bowl in his second year, and
He's got
already a fear, will this guy be this generation's Rivers or Marino?
Right, he's got no individual accolades yet. He doesn't have an MVP. I don't think he has an all-pro yet, Donnie.
Like, Ben kind of fell...
He does not.
And Ben fell victim of that same sort of thing.
Right, but he got the Super Bowls to make up for it.
Right.
That's the difference.
But it's like, okay, this guy had to play his whole career with Manning and Brady in his conference. You know, how often was he going to be the MVP or a first-team all-pro?
I've got people here on Twitter telling me they think Elway and Ben are close, and we need to revisit that. Elway won two. He also went to the Super Bowl and lost a bleep ton. Lost to Washington, lost to San Francisco, lost to the Giants.
He was the MVP for 33. He was the MVP in 1987.
I knew that. I don't know, man. Like, you could easily make the argument, and they did. He was the all-90s team quarterback, that he was the best quarterback for that whole decade. Because Favre didn't come on until the mid part of the decade. Young didn't play long enough. Aikman just was able to ride shotgun and win championships.
Yeah.
Montana didn't play for the entire decade. Marino did, but his play tailed off. So, I mean, come on. I know we're in Pittsburgh, but I can't say that.
I think I'm comfortable saying that he's like top 12 to 15. And there's
same. And Art just got a little excited there with that answer.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean,
it's his guy.
It also sounds a lot better to say, he might be top 10 or he might be a top 12 quarterback in league history.
If Mueller owned the Steelers, he would have said what, top 30?
Top 45 to 50 behind Warren Moon.
Here is Marcus on the fan. Hello, Marcus. Marcus?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I love Ben. I'm about as big of a Ben supporter as they come. But, I mean, we need to face facts. I mean, Josh Allen's quickly approaching him. I mean, you got Burrow. I mean, Burrow's going to be in the Marino category, it seems like, being that they don't put no defense around him. I mean,
well,
Dan
went to a Super Bowl and also was the MVP, and Burrow hasn't. Well, Burrow's got the Super Bowl part. He's got to get the MVP part.
But he's on his way with the stats. I mean, if he keeps putting up the stats like he's going. I mean, he's going to bypass him.
Wait a minute. You think Josh Allen is on the career path to be better than Ben?
I honestly do. I mean, he has an MVP ahead of Ben. Ben never had an MVP.
What's he done in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, he didn't do that great in the playoffs so far, but, I mean, he's still young now. I mean, he's, what, 6, 7 years in?
I mean he's 29 years old. Ben had two Super Bowls by then. I like Allen a lot. I'm not here to like completely disparage him, but I kind of feel like Allen's a poor man's Ben. And thank God Mueller's not here to hear me say that, because I feel like he would take great offense to that.
I think he could close the gap on Ben, though.
Well, you got them winning the Super Bowl this year, so that would go a long way
finally,
in doing that.
Finally getting over that that Buffalo hump that they have. But, I mean, the lack of Super Bowls at this point is concerning for him because, again, he's falling under kind of what guys in every generation do, where it's like they can't quite get past like.
But
a
Marino's
QB.
Numbers are so overwhelming. I don't care that he didn't win Super Bowls when putting him in a top 10. They're just
well, no,
too
I,
good.
I understand that. There just aren't many guys I feel that have that type of resume where like they don't even have a single Super Bowl to accompany them if it could bolster them up. Marino is just kind of in a like world of his own over there. Is like, okay, he never won a Super Bowl, but I don't think a single person will doubt how good of a quarterback he was.
No, he really gets a pass where people like don't bring up his playoff failures or playoff losses as a real like negative or stain on his career. You notice that?
Like, yeah,
people
because he
don't
was
really
just
bring up like specific games that he lost and say, well, you know, if Marino's a great quarterback, why did he lose the 85 AFC championship game to New England? You know, people don't really harp on those things with him.
And he also went out with maybe the worst final game of any Hall
yes,
of Fame
against
quarterback
Jacksonville.
In
what was
history.
The final score of that game again?
Like
62-7 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. They scored a touchdown at like the end of the first half and it made it like a 38-7 game.
Mike Wilkinsburg. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey man, I'm sorry, but you guys are way off the mark with the Ben Roethlisberger not top 8. I got him top 8.
Okay,
he's ahead of Brees and he's ahead of Brett Favre easily.
How is he easily ahead of Favre?
Well, let's see. How many times did Ben throw 7 interceptions in a wild card game? I've watched him. Throw
I don't know
away
how many times did Favre fall behind 28-0 in a playoff game?
Oh, you're talking about old Ben?
That doesn't count as part of his career. He gets absolved of being old. Those years
yeah,
don't
I mean,
count.
He always, yeah, well, I mean, if you compare old Ben,
John
to
Elway won Super Bowls in his late 30s. You're allowed to do that. Brady won him in his 40s. What are we doing here?
Well, what about no? Because Brett Favre couldn't even make the playoffs in his last year. That's
in his
bad.
Second
he
to last year, he was 40. Year. They went to the NFC Championship game when he was 38 in Green Bay. They went 13-3 and went to the NFC Championship game. What is that noise? I'm putting you on hold because your phone is making a lot of noise, and I'll give you the tickets for being argumentative. Thank you. What are you going to say, Donnie?
Well, I was going to jump in and say the same thing. Old man Favre couldn't win? He was he threw a horrible interception in the NFC Championship game,
yes,
but they were very, very close to going to the Super Bowl.
Adrian Peterson also fumbled in that game. That seems to kind of get glossed over.
Yeah, and again, it was what? Was it 95 through 97 MVP seasons for him?
Yes. Yep. He never threw 7 interceptions in a playoff game. He did throw 6 against the Rams. I remember that game, the 01 season. That wasn't good. But, I mean, Ben didn't exactly get off to a red-hot start in that Jacksonville game, Donnie. There's another one. But I don't really like saying horrible things about Ben right now, but when people call in and say, you guys don't know what you're talking about, he's definitely better than Brett Favre. I mean, I'm going to get a little defensive there, and I'm not even a Packers fan. But it really isn't. The guy, how many MVPs did he win again?
Favre?
Yes.
3,
thank
right?
you. Yes, yeah. He was the best player in the NFL 3 years, although he split one with Sanders, which was weird. You go back and look at the numbers that year, Sanders probably should have just won it on his own.
Wonder if Ed Bouchette had a vote on that.
He would have voted for Favre based on the things he's told us about.
I don't know, Andrew.
Sanders.